All right, now we've got Joseph in Virginia calling in with a chimney question. How can we help?
Well, I've got a masonry chimney, and I know they got all these new mixtures today, and mm-hmm. I was just wondering to put the original stuff back in it, or is this something a little more waterproof and would maybe bond a little better to go back in the second time in that old crack? And another question, do we open it up a little bit so we can get more in and maybe a little deeper, or what do you do?
All right, so you have a crack in the chimney?
Yes, several of them around, and there's water's leaking in, coming
okay,
in.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to use an epoxy patching compound. You don't want to use straight cement because it's going to fall out. An epoxy patching compound is going to be sticky enough to really do a good job at sealing those cracks. And then secondly, you want to use a masonry sealer. And you're going to use probably a silicone-based sealer that's vapor permeable. So that means that the moisture will not be able to get in, but any moisture that happens to be in there or finds its way around it can evaporate out. That will stop it from freezing and cracking. Those two things are the best way to maintain that chimney. And in terms of the leaks, make sure you have somebody get on top of that chimney right at the top, because cracks around the chimney top are the number one cause of leaks. Joseph, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.